Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you're Protestant or Catholic or Jewish in the United States, the search for a new pastor or priest or rabbi is a well-trod path. Not so for the growing number of Muslims in America. The first American college for Muslim clergy just opened last year, and there aren't any widely accepted standards for what makes an imam. The training that imams receive overseas doesn't match their expected duties in the U.S. Which leads us to this story, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning reports on the long search for an imam at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, the largest mosque in New England.
It's noon, time for the second of five prayers in the Muslim day. 37 men stand shoulder to shoulder under the dome of this striking brick mosque. Lay members lead the congregation in prayer. Mosque leaders are searching for a full-time imam. They've been looking for a year and a half.
We knew it would take a while. We didn't think it would take this long. This is new ground.
Bilal Kalim is president of the Muslim American Society of Boston and a member of the Imam Search Committee at the Roxbury Mosque. Kalim says this is new ground because Islam is relatively new in the U.S.
It's really, in some ways, the Wild Wild West. There's no set standards. There's no set accrediting bodies. There's no set rules for what defines what an imam is in the U.S. So it's really very overwhelming.
Perhaps more so because the Roxbury Mosque wants an imam who has lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years. There are very few American imams. The first American school for Muslim leaders opened just last year in California. So many mosques that can afford an imam hire from the home country of most of their members. But this often leads to tensions and frustrations, says Jocelyn Cesari.
The function of the imam in a Muslim-majority country has very little to do with the multiple tasks of an imam in the U.S.
Cesari, who directs the Islam in the West program at Harvard University, says in Muslim-majority countries, the imam is a low member of the state administration, whose main role is to lead the Friday prayer service. In the U.S., says Cesari, many Muslims expect an imam to supervise a Sunday school, counsel couples, deliver riveting sermons, and represent the congregation at public events.
They are not equipped to deal with all the social, psychological tasks that the imam requires in America. It's a challenge for Muslims.
Leaders at the Roxbury Mosque are particularly interested in finding an imam who can connect with young Muslims. Mohammed Brahimi, who attends services in Roxbury occasionally, has trouble finding a mosque where his teenagers feel at home.
I am adamant about not taking my kids to a mosque where the imam is, quote-unquote, an imported imam. My kids think that the stuff that the imam is talking about is so irrelevant to them. You know, now my kids start looking at this mosque as a place to avoid, and that is a problem for me.
The Roxbury Mosque expects eventually to hire a team of imams who can meet the congregation's multiple needs. The plan is to include at least one woman, which leaders say would be a trailblazing move. But they still have to hire the first member of that team. The search committee offered the job to one person. He didn't take it. Boston can be a hard sell. It's cold. It's expensive. Managing this Islamic center will be a big job. And it comes with baggage.
This place has a very high profile and is always actually, unfortunately, in the crosshairs of...
Bilal Kalim is referring to controversies about an allegedly favorable land deal for the mosque and about former board members who made threatening remarks about Jews and Israel. These allegations were settled in the courts, but not in the minds of some religious leaders in Boston.
We know that whoever is the imam here is going to get the third degree from whoever. Sometimes imams don't want to, you know, have to go through that. So even if they like the whole... vision here, they're nervous about dealing with the challenges of being an imam here.
Many smaller mosques across New England are watching this search play out. Of the roughly 20 mosques in Massachusetts, four have full-time imams and one employs an imam part-time, but many want to hire clergy in the future. The Roxbury Mosque plans long-term to create a religious institution that would partner with theological schools in the area to provide imams who could fill the gap it's having a hard time filling now. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.